The Space Traveler's Crush. Interestingly, it puns the same in my language, too. Think soda cans. Think trash compactor. Think an enormous industrial apparatus that squeezes and stacks old cars. And how all of these shrivel beside the compaction of a heart in the twin grinding knuckles of desire. He wants to tell me it doesn't work that way, not at my age, though he and I reckon years by different suns, so he has no idea how old I am, not really. I want to tell him I am as old as the wisdom he hopes for in a lover, as young as the incarnation of desire, which must be beyond age as beyond gender, beyond species, a lithe blue flame that manages to warm even those parts of the body decades cold. Listen, I tell him, speaking into the intercom, my voice moving out beyond the ship, vector as the crow flies. I don't want to compromise our friendship, but I'm willing to try, if you are. Except I don't tell him, and it's the air vent I'm speaking into, not the intercom, getting dust bunnies in my face. Soon we will meet to hike an asteroid. Then I will swing by his planet to watch a flick on his world's crude internet. We'll sit on his couch, as we do, and he'll lean his head to the side, over a little further, then a little further, until it seems almost inevitable that it would float to a soft landing on my shoulder, like how you can cut the engines and let your ship drift those last few feet to touchdown.